This is episode 67 of UFO Encounters. This week I'm reading from Arnos Vasicek's book, Phantoms from Space, Evidence of UFOs from Around the World. I did seek permission to record the extract from the book, and the author kindly said yes, and I've put a link to the book in the show notes. So I've decided to read an extract from chapter 11, which is called Someone is Watching Us, and this is what Arnos has written. Extraterrestrials have landed at nuclear missile bases several times and disabled them. American UFO expert Robert Hastings made this surprising admission. At a press conference held in Washington in September 2010, he referred to numerous testimonies from staff who operated nuclear silos. He said, "Over 100 former members of the US Air Force who were entrusted with the operation or guarding of weapons of mass destruction have testified that they repeatedly observed these objects and that they occasionally tampered with our nuclear weapons." He and six other former officers say that the secret services of the US and Britain are deliberately hiding these facts. They believe the gathered information shows that extraterrestrials have been doing this since 1948, and the last time they landed was 7 years ago. Quote, "I was on duty when an object appeared directly above the site. 10 Minuteman missiles were deactivated. The same thing happened 1 week later at another base," said Captain Robert Salas, describing his experience on 16th March 1967 at the Malmstrom Air Force Base in Montana. Captain Bruce Festermacher sighted a large cigar-shaped object over a Wyoming nuclear base in 1976. Another incident took place on 27th December 1980 at Royal Air Force Bentwaters in Britain, where a US Special Tactics Squadron was operating. Many soldiers reported seeing an unknown metal object. This report confirms what we've always known. UFOs are keeping their finger on the pulse of the times. For millennia, they have been appearing over the most developed civilizations of the given era. They were observed by ancient inhabitants of Sumer, Babylon, India, Mexico, and Peru, and the ancient Egyptians, Chinese, Greeks, and Romans recorded them in their annals. And alien craft almost always get involved with the military. But it took another decade for top government officials and even the US president himself to confirm these reports. Former head of the government's UFO tracking program, Luis Elizondo, said the following in an interview with the Washington Post. "There have been cases in our country where UAPs have targeted and disabled our nuclear devices. Some may think that this indicates their peaceful intentions, but we know that in other countries there have been cases in which they activated nuclear weapons. Whatever UAPs are, it is clear that they are attracted to, or perhaps interested in, nuclear technologies, and not just American ones. This doesn't necessarily mean it's a technology of intelligent beings from another planet. It may be an unknown physical phenomenon, considering that we cannot perceive or even fathom 99% of the world around us. It could be something that is beyond us, something associated with the quite recently discovered quantum physics. There is, of course, also the possibility that it is an advanced technology of extraterrestrial beings, in which case we should exercise caution, although it clearly wouldn't be of much use to us. Based on our observations, we are convinced that we are dealing with a technology that is multi-generational, that is, a few generations ahead of us. It's not just one generation ahead of us, it's much more advanced. It could be somewhere between 50 and 1,000 years ahead of us." On Friday, the 25th of June 2021, the US government declassified a long-awaited congressional document dealing with the UFO phenomenon and its observations by members of the US military. The report describes 144 encounters with unidentified flying objects, of which only one has been satisfactorily explained. In 18 cases, the observed objects may have displayed technical capabilities unknown to the US. Some remained stationary even in strong winds, moved against strong winds, changed direction suddenly, or moved at great speeds without showing visible signs of propulsion. Former US President Obama also added fuel to the fire when he said in an interview with CBS that the government has images and footage of celestial objects that no one has been able to identify, and whose speed and manoeuvrability are beyond anything that the military has encountered. We are often not even able to describe the exact shape. Obama laughed off rumours that Americans have been in contact with intelligent beings of extraterrestrial origin for years, joking that he had asked about it after taking office as President of the United States. He said, "The truth is that when I came into office, I asked, is there a lab somewhere where we're keeping the alien specimens and spaceships? The answer is no." But he admitted that there are things he can't say on air, and discussed the case from July 2019, when the crew of the USS Omaha destroyer off San Diego filmed a strange object inexplicably manoeuvring above the sea surface and then disappearing below it. The next section is titled, "Where Do They Come From?" This raised the question whether these strange craft are coming from the depths of space or from bases on Earth hidden at the bottom of the ocean or deep within the Earth. We have quite compelling evidence of the two latter options. Centuries ago, a huge vortex giving off a strange roar with a terrifying red light rising from the depths was observed on a ship a few days away from Suzhou. Sailors often saw large unknown objects moving under the surface. Similar phenomena are still observed at this location today and are usually linked to an underwater UFO, as was the case with an American yachtsman. He said, "I was at anchor in Culebra, Puerto Rico, when I noticed a light rising from the water. Whatever it was, it looked like a giant full moon. It quickly rose to a great height, then it sharply changed direction and disappeared from sight." A woman sailing off the coast of Brazil is still not sure what she saw. She said, "Around midnight, I passed a large glowing orb. It was about 20 meters deep. It seemed strange, but I didn't pay it much attention. A little later, I saw another orb. It was smaller than the previous ones and was at a greater depth. The orbs gave off a surprisingly strong light that was clearly visible even after I'd already moved away from them." The underground theory also can't be ruled out. Belgian Jesuit Albert de Orville and Austrian Jonas Gruber were the first Europeans to arrive in Lhasa in 1661 during their admiral journey from Beijing to India. They stayed for 6 weeks. One day, something unusual occurred. Albert de Orville wrote the following in his travel journal. "Something unusual moving up above caught my attention. At first, I thought it was some unusual species of bird living in this region, but as it came nearer, I saw that it was shaped like a double Chinese hat. It continued to turn and move silently forward, as if borne on invisible wings of the wind. It must have been a miracle or some sort of magic. It flew over the city as if to show off and be admired, circled twice, and then became shrouded in mist. No matter how hard I strained my eyes, I could no longer see it. I asked myself if the elevation I was at was playing tricks on me and confused my senses, when I saw an old llama near me and asked him if he had seen it too. He nodded his head in agreement and said, 'My son, what you saw was no magic. Beings from other worlds have roamed the oceans of space since time immemorial, bringing spiritual enlightenment to the first people who inhabited the earth. They condemned all violence and taught people to love one another, although this teaching is like a seed sown on a rock that barely sprouts. These light-skinned beings land near our monasteries and we give them a friendly welcome. They teach us and reveal to us things that have disappeared over centuries of cataclysms and change the face of the earth beyond recognition.'" So this week I was reading from Arnost Vasacek's book, Phantoms from Space, Evidence of UFOs from Around the World. And if you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. A great way to support this podcast is to sign up on Patreon. On the Alien UFO Podcast Patreon, when you sign up for $6 a month, you get an extended episode every week. And for $3 a month, you get an extended episode every month. If you want to give the extended episodes a try, there is a 7-day free trial. Just go to patreon.com/alienufopodcast. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.